This program is sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
I know you're able for. You got all power in your hand.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm on your watch. I'm waiting.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Flora Barnett. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on today. I pray the message you are about to hear will be both edifying and a blessing to you. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to speak to the people of God. Open up our understanding that we'll better know how to please you. And Lord, we'll forever give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you and welcome to War Cry Ministries. We so thank God for his goodness and his mercy. We thank God for peace on the day. We thank God for joy. We thank God that he woke us up this morning and he started us on our way. Hallelujah to the Lamb. We pray for our brothers and sisters that are going through times of crisis, of war, or whatever you're going through. We pray God's blessing upon your life, that he would stretch out his hand of protection and to keep the evil from you and you from the evil. We pray this in Jesus' name. We're going to talk this week about an empty grave, a sepulcher where our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was laid. He is not there, but he is alive. He is risen. We will read Matthew 28, 2 through 7, and it reads, "And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, he is risen. As he said, come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you.'" We thank God for that. Our main verse this week is going to be Mark 16 and verses 1 through 8. And that reads, "And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came into the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, 'Who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulcher?' And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering in into the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right hand, clothed in long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he said unto them, 'Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they lay him.'" And in the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they all give account of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You can find in Mark 15, Matthew 27, Luke 23, and John 19. They all give account of the resurrection. And we find verse number 1, Mark 16, it say, "And when the Sabbath was passed," y'all know everything that come to stay, things come to pass. So we thank God that the Sabbath had passed. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, they got all they sweet spices, and they're coming to anoint the body of Jesus. If you remember, Nicodemus brought some quantity of spices and myrrh and aloes, which served to dry the wounds and drop the blood. That's John 19:39. But these women did not think that'd be enough. They wanted to do their own anointing. You all know, don't let what other people stop you from doing what the Lord is leading you to do. We want to always be cognizant of the fact that no matter what people do, it's not given into our account. It's not going to go on our record. Let us all do our part. It does not matter. Sometimes people say, you know, we're trying to help somebody and somebody says, oh, well, they already got something. Somebody gave them something. Don't let that stop you from doing what the Lord leads you to do. We always want to do what we can do. We're going to get a crown. So we need to do some work. Not that works will get us in, but our works will prove us faithful. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came to the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. Y'all know, quit sleeping so late. We need to get up early and get things done. I find when you get up early, the air is fresh, it's quiet, you can hear the birds singing. Oh, you can consecrate yourself, you can read and you can pray. And it seems like you can really get a prayer through early in the morning. I believe it's in the book of Psalms, might be about fifth Psalm. Lord, hear my voice in the morning, early in the morning. I want you to hear me, Lord. And you know what? It's a good time to be still too and hear from the Lord early in the morning. They got up early because you know what? When you're really concerned about something, you're not going to be sleeping all day. If you got something that you really want done, you're going to get up and get about it. These women had so much love for Jesus. They knew that he had died. They were there, but they loved him so much. They wanted to do their part. They wanted to show not just in life they love him, but even all the way through death. And they said among themselves, who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulcher? Now, they didn't know that the grave was empty. You notice they didn't say nothing about the soldiers. They didn't seem concerned about them at all. They wanted to know who was going to roll away the stone. What they did not know was that an angel came down and there was a great earthquake and the stone was already rolled away. While you're trying to figure it out, God done already worked it out. They were coming to an empty grave and they did not know it. But the one thing I noticed that the soldiers were afraid when the angels came down, when the earthquake, they were afraid. But he told the women, don't be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. Be not afraid. The angel was clothed in a long white garment and they were afraid. He knew what they were coming from. For he said, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. That's past tense. He is risen. That's present tense. He is not here. That's present tense. He's not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. In other words, look, he was laying right there. But now, he's not there anymore. He's gone. The grave is empty, but the evidence is still there that he was in the grave. For the grave clothes were there. The napkin that was about his face is there. Go ahead, look inside. The grave is empty. You guys know the grave shows us the mighty power of God. The cross showed us the love of God because John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, the cross showed forth the love of God because he loved us. He sent forth his son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. Jesus came down to prove that we could live a life free from sin. Yet we have people testifying today that you cannot live a sin-free life. The devil is a lie. By the grace and the mercies of God, we can because he said we could. And not only that, he was the greatest model and the greatest teacher of anybody that we know. He proved that you could live free from sin. Do we make errors? Do we make mistakes? Of course we do. But we don't do them willingly. If we make an error, that's just what it's called. It's an error. We do not practice sin. We do everything that we can to please God in any way we can. Why? Because we know the grave is empty. We have an empty grave. Jesus is risen. He's not a dead Christ, but he's alive. He's alive. And because he was raised, because he was resurrected, that lets me know that one of these mornings that I'm going to get up, I am going to have a resurrected body. Paul said in the Corinthians, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye." Hallelujah to the Lamb. We're going to be changed, y'all. We're going to be changed from corruptible to incorruption. We're going to be changed, y'all. We're going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. We're going to be changed to be just like him. We're going to see him just like he is when we see his face. We thank God on today that God is a God that's going to raise, the Spirit of God is going to raise us up in that last day. We're going to take off this mortal and we're going to put on immortality, and we're going to be caught up, and we're going to forever be with the Lord. Thank God for Jesus, who came down from heaven to the earth so that we could be redeemed. Y'all, he came to a cursed world. He came to a people that were lost. He came to a people that could not even get back to God. We had no bridge, but Jesus is the bridge that he's the intercessor for us, y'all. We can get back if we accept him as Savior, as Christ, as our Lord. Y'all know when that grave was opened up, it wasn't open so that Jesus could get out. He didn't need any way out. He was divine. He could have just walked through the rocks, but the grave was open up so that we could see in that he's not there anymore. It was open up so that we could come to the foot of the cross and ask, "What must I do to be saved?" I'm glad today, y'all, for an empty grave. I'm glad today, y'all, for a risen Savior. I'm glad today for a Savior that's alive. If this is a war cry, we are in a spiritual battle. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." God loves you. May God bless you is my prayer. If the Lord's will, we'll see you next week.
You got all power in your hand.
Oh, oh Lord.
And I'm on your heart. I'm waiting on you.
For more information about War Cry Ministry, visit our webpage at war-cry.net. Again, our webpage, war-cry.net. Text or call us at 602-466-8104. Again, our phone number is 602-466-8104. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. Again, our mailing address, P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. This program was sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
To hear this program again, go to FamilyValuesRadio1010.com and click on the podcast page and find this program and many others right there on FamilyValuesRadio1010.com.